الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغضيهم وغاصب حقوقهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين. السلام على ولي الله وحبيبه، السلام على خليل الله ونجيبه، السلام على صفي الله وابن صفيه، السلام على الحسين المظلوم الشهيد، السلام على أسير الكربات وقتيل العبرات. اللهم فصل على محمد وآل محمد، وارزقني شفاعة الحسين عليه السلام يوم الورود والمقام المشهود والحوض المورود، ورحمة الله وبركاته. When Janabe Musa went to the Kohetur, he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which we discussed that Allah said to him, I am indeed your Lord and I have chosen you to be my prophet. Establish prayers for my remembrance, and inshaAllah ta'ala from tomorrow, the next verse, which is إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا, that the day of judgment shall come. I have kept it hidden, Allah says to Musa. The day of judgment is going to come, the hour of reckoning is going to come, but I have kept it hidden from you. لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسَعَى, for every soul, whatever it has done, it shall be rewarded. Whatever it has done. InshaAllah ta'ala, from tomorrow to the... for the rest of the nights, we will discuss on the day of judgment, Qiyamah, as per the ayah that we are discussing. But today, an extension of what we spoke about yesterday, and that is Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an extension to it, and that is dua, which we just recited. Dua, any type of dua. Dua Kumail, which we recited on Thursday, we normally recite on Thursdays. But there are several duas that our A'imma salamullahi alayhi majma'in have taught us. And you will find in the Holy Quran that all the prophets and the imams have done dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is conversation with Allah, talking to Allah. Munajat is silent whisper to Allah. When Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, when he used to do the munajat that you normally recite in the month of Ramadan, he used to shake, and the walls of the Masjid al-Kufa used to shake with him. Mawlaya, ya Mawlai, anta al-khaliq wa ana al-makhluf. It's a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way you discuss and talk to intimate friends, is the same thing. And that is a dhikr of Allah, because if you don't remember Allah, you will not pray. You will not do dua. The unfortunate system that we have is that only when we are in deep trouble and problems, we remember Allah. Only when something afflicts us, either illness, loss in business, whatever that it may be, Ya Allah, the doctors have washed their hands from my son. It is only you who is going to grant me. Allah says, I will, but rectify yourself first. Today, if you ask me as a Muslim, and if you ask any Muslim in this world who claims to have loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who has claimed to believe in Allah, oh my brother, do you believe in Allah? Yes, I do. Do you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course I do. What type of a question is this you are asking? If I didn't love Allah, I would not be in the mosque. I would not be praying. I do love Allah. But Allah thinks otherwise. This hadith Qudsi that I'm quoting to you will be, I can assure you, will be understood by those lovers who are lost in their love. You will find people, they say, that I am now in love. And I can't sleep at night, I can't drink, but I can't drink to my full, I can't eat food. All I see is her, or all I see is he. At night, sleep has gone. Nothing but remembrance of the beloved. Allah says, كَذَبَ مَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّنِي يَبْنَ آدَمْ. Listen, the one who claims to have loved me is lying. He's not saying the truth. Ya Allah, why do you say that? He says, you know why? فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي. When night falls on him, he sleeps on me. He sleeps. He sleeps. And then he poses a question. He says, أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ مُحِبٍ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ. Is it not so that every lover would like to be with his beloved in private for some time? Is it not so? When do we find ourselves in privacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just talking to Allah. And I'll give you examples inshallah in the coming lectures as how people talk to Allah. The Aimma Salamullahi Alayhim Ajma'in have taught us how to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through their du'as. And I have written a quote from Abi Hamza Thumali which I will discuss inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Furqan, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَعُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. O Prophet, tell these believers of mine, tell these people of mine, had it not been because of your du'as, I would not have cared about you. Allah says that. Remembrance of Allah, remember. One will only do dua when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, you call someone in America, you call someone in the UK, you have not talked to him in a long time, let me call him. Why did you call him? I remember him. So you remember Allah, you sit down, do dhikr, do dua. Ya Allah, I don't want anything. All I want is to speak to you. That's it. Janabi Fir'aun, once he said to Allah, he said, Ya Allah, this Fir'aun, he claims, he says, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am your great Lord. I am your Lord. I am your God. Worship me. What do we do to him, Ya Rabb? What can we do to him? I'll give you an idea, Musa says, to Allah. What is your idea, Musa? He says, for 3 days, shut down his food and drink. For 3 days. If you shut down his drink and food for 3 days, he will come to his senses automatically. No doubt about it. Allah says to Musa, 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 Musa. If I am the Lord and he has forgotten that he is my slave, how can I forget that I am his Lord? I am the one who has guaranteed sustenance and need, not greed. I am the one who has guaranteed. He has forgotten that he is my slave. Shall I forget that I am his Lord? Shall I forget that I sustain him? Allah. This is Allah. Allah says, you Walk to me and I shall run to you. The thing is, come to me. That's it. And even if you come to me, it is for your own benefit. Nothing will increase in my treasury. Nothing. There is another hadith, a Qudsi, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, recite aloud salawat before I quote this to you. Ya ibn Adam, bayni wa baynaka thalath. Bayni wa baynaka thalath. Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, between me and you there are three things only. Hadith Qudsi. Fawahidun li, wawahidun lak, وَوَاحِدٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ. One is mine, there is no doubt about it. One is yours, take it. And the other thing is partnership between me and you, 50-50. You have a 50-ship partnership, 50%, I have a 50% partnership. We have a deal between us, O Bani Adam. Ya Allah, what is it? He says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِي لَكَ. What is yours are your actions. Whatever you do, whatever I do, will be accounted for. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Whatever you do shall be accounted for. That's yours. You take as much as you want with this with you to the grave. Take it. This is yours. فَأَمَّا الَّذِي لِي فَرُوحُكَ. That which is mine is your soul. Do you doubt that? The soul that I and you possess is inside us. For this body, inshallah, from tomorrow we'll discuss more on this. It's nothing. It's nothing. The soul is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is eternal. It shall never perish, the soul. It shall never perish. That is mine, Allah says to Bani Adam. That's not yours. That which is between me and you is that you do dua and I do istijara. فَأَمَّا الَّذِي لِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ فَمِنْكَ الدُّعَى وَمِنِّ الْإِسْتِجَابَةِ. You pray to me and I will grant you, I will give you, I will answer you. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam, before I quote this hadith, just a small example for all of these boys to understand. If you wear a white cloth and something stains it, you need to wash it. And if you don't know, then ask those who wash. Ask the lady of the house. When you stain something with Coca-Cola or whatever it is with your shirt, she tells you, what have you done? I'll have to wash it over again, you know, again and again. And if you know, then that's it, you know it. But ask someone who makes cars. If you wear a white robe, go underneath the car, oil is falling, how long will it take to wash? How long will it take to wash? And by the way, if you drop something in the aeroplane, call the air hostess, tell her to give you club soda. It has got magical effects. It will remove the stains immediately. However, the idea is this. The whiter the cloth, you stain it, you have to wash it. You stain it in something unwashed, like something like oil, it will take longer to wash. If you leave the cloth, it will just go. It will stain and stain and stain. And you'll have to go and buy another one. Imam says, قَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَبْيَضُ. The heart of a mu'min is white. White. Plain. فَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا جَعَلَ عَلَى هَذِهِ الصَّفَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ نُقْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءِ. If this slave of mine, Imam says, if this slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sins, he commits a sin, whatever it may be, small or big, he stains his heart with a black dot. Now imagine, this is one sin, one dot. Our lives is filled with sins, day in, day out. How many dots can you count? How many dots can we count? However, Imam replies and answers how to get rid of this. فَإِذَا اسْتَغْفَرَ اللَّهَ فَوْرًا تَنَظَّفَ الْقَلْبِ. If this person repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do you repent? By dua. اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِيَ الذُّنُوبَ الَّتِي تَحْبِسُ الدُّعَى. اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِيَ الذُّنُوبَ الَّتِي تُنْزِلُ الْبَلَى. How do you do astaghfar? You do dua, you call on Allah, you speak to Him, you tell Him, God, I know I have committed this sin, please forgive me. You have to forgive me. If you don't forgive me, who else will? Who else will forgive me? Imam says, the moment he does astaghfar, Allah removes the black dot from his heart. He removes it. And what can I say? Time is short. But dua can change the system of this world. Dua. When you find people coming up to you and saying that my son and my daughter had this illness, my father had this illness, but Allah has cured him through miraculous, whatever it may be, you tell him it is a miracle indeed, but it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else can do this but Allah. When the doctors wash their hands away from you, who doesn't have a problem in this world? Who doesn't have a problem? Everybody in this world has a problem. But the one to tell your problems is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None. Nobody can help you in anything but Allah. You see, every system in this world is natural. There is a natural law to every system. You will never find sun coming out from the north, for example. You will never find sun coming out from the south, for example. There is a law of gravity which pulls apple down from the tree. It falls down. It doesn't fall up. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. You will not find any change in the natural laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you say, whatever you do, miracles are different. When you see and when you find in the histories that Amir al-Mu'mineen removed the sun from this side to that side, it was through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is because of the beloved of Allah calling the sun to change. Nothing else. But you see, the system changed. I'll quote a fact of history to you, that during the Fath Makkah, when Makkah was taken over by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Ali, come sit down. I want to climb on your shoulders to go and break the idols. Ali said, Ya Rasulullah, sam'an wa ta'an. He sat down. The Holy Prophet climbed on his shoulders. He climbed on his shoulder. Ya Ali, stand up. He tried once, twice. He can't stand up. Ya Rasulullah, I cannot stand up. It may be the weight of Nubuwa, Ya Rasulullah. I can't stand up. The Holy Prophet smiled. He came down. He said, Ya Ali, I am sitting down. You climb on my shoulders. See, what the beloved does for the beloved. Huh? This is my point. My point is, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does for Ali ibn Abi Talib and the Holy Prophet just because they are in a relationship between each other. Ya Rasulullah, I climb your shoulders. He says, yes Ali, climb on my shoulders. Ali ibn Abi Talib climbs on the shoulders of the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet stands up. He breaks the idol. The quotation is, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, when I was on the shoulder of the Holy Prophet, I could feel I am touching the sky. I felt as if I was touching the sky. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, have you broken the idols? Yes, I have. Come down. Imam says, when I came down, I didn't feel a jolt. It was like a feather coming down to the ground. The law of gravity was suspended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Amir al-Mu'mineen. The Holy Prophet said, Ya Ali, Allah said, Jibreel with the wings underneath your feet. Come down, come slowly. No gravity for you, Ya Ali. See what Allah does for the one He loves? This is what Allah does. The only thing is, we have got to go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussein ibn Ali, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhim, says in Dua Arafat, إِلَٰهِ مَاذَا وَجَدَ مَنْ فَقَدَكَ. O Allah, he who has lost you, what has he found? What has he found? The wealth? This world? Remember one thing. Whenever you see anything which amuses you, anything, whether it is the tallest tower in the world, whether it is the most expensive hotel in the, on this earth, whatever it may be, always remember one thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qadirun ala kulli shay. He is overpowering on everything. Where is Fir'aun today? We see the signs, the pyramids in Egypt. Where is the person who built it? Where is he? Allah remains. We go. Oh Allah, he who has found you, what has he lost? Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ilahi, mada wajada man faqadak? Wa man ladhi faqada man wajadak? A person who has found you, Ya Rabb, what has he lost in this world? What is this world anyway? A person comes to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, Arabbuna qareebun fanunajih, am ba'idun fanad'uuh. Ya Rasulullah, is our Lord close to us so that we can, you know, whisper to him? Or is he far away so we call on him, say, Ya Allah, come to us. Jibreel came, Surah Al-Baqarah number 186. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Ya Rasulullah, when a slave of mine asks you about me, tell him I am close. إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the dua of a person who supplicates, who asks, who talks to me. I speak to him. But there are two conditions. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. However, he should seek an answer from me. He should seek an answer. On the plains of Arafah, we were there. A person comes to me and says, you know, I am such a sinful person. I don't know whether my dua will be accepted or not. I quoted to him a hadith of an imam. He said, the Prophet, imam has said, if you have this mentality in the plains of Arafat, that you are sinful. Because Allah has said, a person who prays in the Maidan or in the plains of Arafat, his dua is guaranteed accepted. Guaranteed. With going with this mentality that will God hear me, when he has said it in the Holy Quran, you seek an answer from me. If you don't seek an answer, you don't expect me to answer. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Seek an answer from me and believe in me. Because if you don't believe in me, how do you expect me to answer your calls? People say, our sins, whatever we do, our du'as are not being accepted. Well, Allah knows better. Nobody can ask God. Why your du'as and why my du'as are not being accepted? We don't know. Allah knows best. But Amir al-Mu'mineen says in Dua Kumail, Allahumma ghfir liya al-zunub al-lati ta'bisu al-dua. Oh Allah, forgive me my those sins which stop my prayers reaching you, Ya Rabb. You see? You see how it is? How it works? We sin, we pray. Are we joking? Are we playing? As I said yesterday, that when you, wherever I go, wherever one goes, wherever he goes, if Allah is there in his mind, he will never do anything against Allah. Never disobey. Imam says, you sin on one hand and then you ask for forgiveness. Fine, Allah will forgive you. But don't complain and say, why my dua is not being accepted. First, make sure that your sins are forgiven. How? By not committing them again. This dua is one of the best duas that one can recite. And I hope the Jamaat will not mind if I take 5 minutes of your time extra. Tomorrow is Friday, it's holiday. Recite a loud salawat if you agree with me. Dua Abu Hamza Sinani was given to him by Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to recite this dua in the last final hours of the mornings of the month of Ramadan. Night time when there is nobody there.
He is alone with Allah, discussing and talking. Ya Allah, you are my Rabb, you are my Lord, forgive me. I am your slave, you are my master. But look at the words. I have selected the words. It's a long dua. I have selected a few. Listen to what Imam says. أَدْعُوكَ يَا سَيِّدِي بِلِسَانٍ قَدْ أَخْرَسَهُ ذَنْبَهُ. O Allah, I am asking you and calling and supplicating on you with a tongue that is filled with sins. This flesh that is between our mouths is filled with sins, hatred, ghibah, lies. Allahu Akbar. And then we say, Ya Allah. Imagine Allah still says, Anta abdi, you are my slave. You come to me, you walk to me and I will run to you. You walk to me, I'll run to you. You stand up for me and I'll walk to you. Unajika biqalbin qad awdaqahu jurmuh. Ya Allah, I am whispering to you, I am talking to you with the heart which is full of sins and criminal offenses. But then he says, Imam al-Abidin, Ya Rabb, إِذَا رَأَيْتُ مَوْلَايَ ذُنُوبِي فَزِعْتُ. O Allah, when I see my sins, I feel shameless, ashamed. I'm shameless, I'm ashamed. But then he says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُ كَرَمَكْ طَمِعْتُ. But when I see your grace and your mercy, I feel greedy to ask from you. I feel greedy to ask. فَإِنْ عَفَوْتَ فَخَيْرُ رَاحِمٍ. If you, O Allah, forgive me, then you are the best of the forgivers. وَإِنْ عَذَّبْتَ فَخَيْرُ ظَالِمٍ. And if you punish me, then you are not an unjust Lord. Then only Imam can speak to Allah in this fashion. Only Imam. And those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَهِ وَسَيِّدِي وَعِذَّتِكَ وَجَالَالِكَ. O my Lord, O my Master, by your might and your power. لَإِنْ طَالَبْتَنِي بِذُنُوبِي لَأُطَالِبَنَّكَ بِعَفْوِكَ. If you demand me, if you take me by my sins, I shall hold you by your mercy. I shall hold you by your mercy if you demand me and if you hold me by my sins, Ya Rabb. وَلَإِنْ أَدْخَلْتَنِي النَّارِ لَأُخْبِرَنَّ أَهْلَ النَّارِ بِحُبِّ لَكَ. O Allah, if you put me in the fire of hell, I shall inform the inmates of the hell that I love you very much. Ya Allah. And then, you can call it blackmail. Close people do this, right? They talk intimately. إِلَهِ إِنْ أَدْخَلْتَنِيَ النَّارِ فَفِي ذَلِكَ سُرُورِ عدوك. O Allah, if you put me in the fire of hell, in that there is the happiness of your enemies. Your enemies will be happy, Ya Allah, if you put me in hell. وَإِنْ أَدْخَلْتَنِي الْجَنَّةِ فَفِي ذَلِكَ سُرُورُ نَبِيِّكَ. And O my Lord, if you put me in the Jannah, then in that your Prophet will be happy, Ya Rabb. Your Prophet will be happy if you put me in Jannah, because I believed in you people. Allah, Allah, Allah. وَأَنَا وَاللَّهِ أَعْلَمْ. He says. And wallahi, by God, Imam says, I know that the happiness of your Prophet is more beloved to you than the happiness of your enemy. Can you imagine? But then we conclude by saying, no dua in this world is accepted without this salawat on Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. In the beginning and in the end, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. The holy imams, سلام الله عليهم أجمعين, they are the wasila of our du'as being accepted. A short story before I end my lecture. In Najaf, there was an Ayatullah by the name of Muqaddas Ardabili. Very, very, very highly qualified agha. Very spiritual too. He used to stay in Najaf. He used to live in Najaf. Study there with his students. poor. They don't have no money. The students don't have money. And you can see in Fiqh and Fuqaha and other books also, how the ulama have troubled themselves to give you and me knowledge that we have today. We have to appreciate their ijtihad and their jihad. Sitting here without knowledge of no reason, nothing, and we start condemning ulama. We say this is such and this is such and he doesn't know and that man doesn't. It's wrong. We don't know how much trouble they've gone through. His students are there with him. The students come to him. Some of them are there. Mawlai, we have got no money. We have got no food. How can we study? Persevere, Agha says, persevere. Allah is there. But then in the privacy, he goes to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib in Najaf. He goes, stands in the Zariyah, prays to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Mawlai, we are yours. We are in your neighborhood. We are sitting in your place. Grant us our wish. Give us what we want. The students want to leave. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, no answer. Fourth, and he writes this, he says, the fourth day I slept, and I saw in my dream Amirul Mu'mineen entering the haram. In his... A louder one, this was a slight one. He was entering the haram and he said, I took my chance and said, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, we have hajat. Imam looked at me and said, what is your haja? He said, you know. I don't have to repeat, you know. He said, I guarantee three things to you. Three things I guarantee to you. What? Ziyaratul Amir, wa khubzu sha'irin, wa ma'ul bi'ir. I guarantee you my ziyarat, barley loaf of bread and well water. That's it. Oh man, if you want more, go to Hussein ibn Ali in Karbala. If you want more, go to Karbala. He came, he said, I woke up in the morning and I said to all my students, let's go to Karbala. They walked to Karbala. No money to buy tickets. They went to walking to Karbala. 17 students plus one agha, highly spiritual, influential agha, is not seen in the markets of Najaf. The rich people and the market people ask each other, where are these people? They are not to be seen today. See how Imam answers. They are not to be seen today. So one of them says, agha has seen a dream. And he said that in the dream he was told to go to Karbala, to Hussein, to ask whatever the hajat is. So they sat down. They said, this is a crime that we are committing. These students are studying. We should help them and support them. One of them said, I'll pay rent for a year. The other said, I'll pay this for a year. The other said, I'll pay this for a year. And they all gathered together and they gathered everything that they needed, the students. Evening came, the next day came, these students are returning back just to find everything is done for them. Everything is prepared for them. From whom? Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi wa sallam. A drop of an azadar, a tear drop of an azadar can become a shifa for me and you. The sweat of the azadar can become shifa for me and you. The khak of Hussein ibn Ali can become shifa for me and you. These are the divine leaders we follow. And the sahabas that he had in Karbala, what can you say about them? The purest of the souls, the example of the purest of the souls you'll find in Karbala. A slave by the name of Joan, who is a slave of Abu Dharr Ghafari. Good relationship they had with each other. A black man, Habash, from Habash. Yabna Rasulillah, people are going to be killed. Will I be included in this? Imam said, you are free, go away. You don't have to do it. Go. He says, Mawla, why are you sending me back? I feel in your feet, I want to fall in your feet, send me to the people and let me kill. Imam said, no, you go. He said, why? Is it because I am black? Is it because you don't want my blood to mix with your blood? Imam Hussein embraced him, said, no, it's not the case. You are free, go. These were such people, sahabis of Imam. In the tent also there was a young boy called Wahab, who had just got married. He just got married, newlywed. His mother tells him, Wahab, I want you to lay your life for Hussein ibn Ali. Some say he had just converted. Whatever it may be, a sahabi. He goes to Hussein, he says, Ya Hussein, I want to go to the battlefield. He says, first go ask permission from your mother and your wife. He says, I will. He goes back to the mother. His mother says, go. When he goes to the wife, listen to what he says and listen to the wife. He says, I need to go to the battlefield. The wife says, go. But I have one condition. Make a request to Hussein. Make one request. What is your request? She says, when all of you will die, there will be no one left with us. Tell Hussein to include me with his women, Zainab and Umm Kulthum and Sakina. If that will be the case, these people will not be as bad to them. She did not know that Zainab and Sakina will get more worse treatment than these people will.
Ala la'natullahi ala al-qawm al-zalimin. Wa shi'alamu al-ladhina zalamu ayyamu al-qalabi yanqalibun. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
صلوات على محمد وعلى محمد. لٹی کن فضاؤں میں آل پیغمبر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے ہوا کیسے خالی علی کا بھرا گھر ہوا کیسے خالی علی کا بھرا گھر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے لگی دل پہ پرچی جگر منہ کو آیا صدائی مقتل سے بابا کہاں ہو چلے کس کا لاشا اٹھانے کو سرور چلے کس کا لاشا اٹھانے کو سرور نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے وہ خوخار سہرا وہ وحشی ہوائیں وہ سنسان جنگل وہ ماں کی صدائیں کہاں سو گئے جا کے جھولے سے اصغر کہاں سو گئے جا کے جھولے سے اصغر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے بڑا شمر خنجر لیے کس کی جانب پکارا تھا موصل سے کس نے علی کو نظر آیا سر کس کا نوکے سینہ پر نظر آیا سر کس کا نوکے سینہ پر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے کہوں میں لیلا کا میں حال کیسے بیاں کیا ہو کلثوم مکی بے بسی کا اتاری گئی کیسے زینب کی چادر اتاری گئی کیسے زینب کی چادر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے نہ پوچھو نہ قاہد سی تاریخ کس پر نہ پوچھو کسے غش پہ غش آ رہے تھے اب ایسے میں جلنے لگا کس کا بستر اب ایسے میں جلنے لگا کس کا بستر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے ستایا تھا غربت میں کس کو شکی نے کہوں کیسے روخار تھے کس کے زخمی تماشے لگاتا تھا کس کو ستمگر تماشے لگاتا تھا کس کو ستمگر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے وقار کی دل سے اب میں بتاؤں جو گزری ہے زینب کے قلب عظیم پر وہ بازار و دربارے کوفے کا منظر وہ بازار و دربارے کوفے کا منظر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے ہوا کیسے خالی